All right, I got another story for you. Just heard a story from one of the ladies in the group. This is another story from Papua, which is East Indonesia, connected to the island of Papua New Guinea. And one lady, she was going by bus. She was traveling, actually had been to a story training or to a story group, and she was on a bus and was returning back to her home. And on came a lady to the bus. They were friends. I think they were both believers. And so they started talking, and her friend said, "Oh, where are you going? Like, where are you coming back from?" I said, "Oh, I just came back from a group where we're learning a story." And the lady's like, "Oh, tell it to me." And so she told her the story. And as they were waiting for the bus to load, there were a bunch of people that were on the bus already, and more people joined. And when she got done telling the story, there was a Muslim lady that was on the bus, had the head covering and everything, and she tapped the shoulder of the Christian lady and said, "Hey, could you come to my home?" And it kind of shocked the Christian lady. She says, "Oh, okay, why?" And she says, "Well, I want you to share the story at my home." And it kind of surprised the lady. And she said, "Okay." She says, "Yeah, I have my family and some other women. I want them to hear this story too." So she agreed. They decided on a time, and she came to the village of the Muslim lady, and she came to the home, and there were some women there, and she started telling the story, and more people came, and she told the story again, and soon the whole house was full. From people from this village, and it was so full that people are actually standing outside looking in the windows. And when she finished the story, in walked a man, and this man was the owner of the home, and he was the imam. He was the Muslim leader, and he walked in the house, and he says, "This is my home, and I am the imam." And the Christian woman, who the storyteller. She got really scared, and she didn't know what was going to happen because there were a lot of people there. And the imam says, "I came home, and I wanted to come home to my house, and I couldn't even get in my own home because there's too many people. So I went to the window, and I heard you telling the story, and I listened. And I want to know if you can come back next week." And the storyteller said, "Oh, why is that?" And he says, I want all of the men to hear this story, and I will have them come next time." And so she said, "Okay." And they have started an oral Bible church there, a story group. And so it just shows the power of story. And we have no idea who is going to hear and when the Holy Spirit is going to use it and how he's going to use it. And that woman on the bus, she was a woman of peace. And God had prepared her heart, and the story that they told touched something, and she knew it was important that she wanted her family to hear. And because she opened up her home to the storyteller, it opened up this village and this community for the gospel. This is why we do what we do. And so just wanted to share that story with you guys. Was super excited about it. And amazing things are happening in Indonesia. God is moving. And we are praying that we can raise up just a huge army of storytellers that will listen to the Spirit, they will follow his lead, and that they will look for men and women of peace, and that new places where the gospel has not been able to go will open up because of their obedience and because of the power of the stories. So I wanted to share that story with you guys.